It'll take us a few days, probably.
Probably.
So, the subject of Gadol v'Doifik, it's negate to three halachas. First of all, what the Gemara mentions by us and many other places, that the Haschalas Havelos is from Stimus HaGadol. So therefore, it's important to know what exactly is the Gadol. It's negate, secondly, to the Tumah of Gadol v'Doifik. Meaning, the Mishnah says in Olos and Perek Beis that the Gadol v'Doifik are an avatumah. The person who's mile on the Gadol v'Doifik, or the Gadol or the Doifik, or he touches the Gadol v'Doifik, he becomes tami, he becomes avatumah. The Gadol v'Doifik are an avatumah, the matami odom v'kelim. And it's also negaya. Thirdly, the Heres Odom brings an Eveler from Eveler Rabosi from Ebraisa, and it's brought down in Tur and Shulchan Aruch as well. That the Kayanim are only mitami to a mace, Kroivim are only Kayanim or relatives are only mitami to a mace till Stimus HaGadol. So Stimus HaGadol is the end of when the Kayanim are mitami to the mace, and it's the beginning of the Avelos. Shabbos is two sides of the same coin. So Mele, for all of these halachas, we have to know what exactly is the Gadol and the Doifik, so that we can then define what is the Stimus HaGadol. So Rashi, Tosfos here brings from Rashi. Rashi says in many places in Shas that the Goylul is the kisui of the Oren, and the Doifik are the Tzidei Ha'oren that the kisui lies on top of. And that's the definition of Goylul with Doifik. So basically it's the coffin. The Goylul is the cover of the coffin. The Doifik are the sides of the coffin. I don't know what Halach is with the bottom of the coffin, but Akaponim, that's the Goylul and the Doifik. And the Ascholas Havelis, therefore, is when the coffin is covered. Within Shitas Rashi, there's a discussion, what does that mean? What if they covered the coffin at home before they ever went to the Levaya, before they went to the Beis Olam? So is that the Ascholas Havelos? So the Ramban in Toyos Adam understands Rashi to be saying that, yeah, if they covered the coffin, if they sealed the coffin, the Ramban is, they have to seal the coffin. If they only covered it, then they had in mind they're going to uncover it later, then that's not the Ascholas Havelos. But if they sealed the coffin in the Babayis before they ever went to the cemetery, says the Ramban that according to Rashi's pshat, Ramban makes other pshat, but according to Rashi's pshat, then that would be the Ascholas Havelos. The Ramban's lashon is because Nase Etzlam Kimunuch Bekever. When the coffin is sealed, so as far as the Kravim are concerned, it's Kimunuch Bekever, and the Havelos begins. That's how the Ramban in terms of understands Shitas Rashi. If they sealed the Aron later on, if they covered the Aron later on, then it'll be later on. If they covered it in the Kever, then it'll be that's when the Ascholas Havelos will be. But if they sealed the coffin Babayis, then that's the Ascholas Havelos. So the Shach in Shinai and Gimel says he doesn't understand how that could be. He says, how is it possible to say that the Kohenim are only able to be metami to the mace till the Stimus HaGadol Babayis? There's still a lot of, even if they seal the coffin at home, there's still a lot of distance yet to go. We can't add Gicha until they get to the Beis Olam. There's still a lot left to do. Why shouldn't the Kohen, what sense does it make, asks the Shach, to say that the Kohenim at that point can no longer be Metame to the Mace? Therefore, the Shach maintains, argues in the Ramban, and how to understand Rashi. And the Shach maintains that according to Rashi, Stimus HaGadol is when they're soysim the Gadol, when they cover the coffin in the Kever. Because apparently they would put the mace into the Kever without covering the coffin, and then they would cover the coffin. They would cover the coffin while it's munuch b'kever. That's the Ascholas Havelos. That's where the point where the Kohen already could say, "Okay, we're finished." Because they don't, even before they put the dirt on top, apparently that's enough to be called that there was a kruv here. The mace is bakarka, and the coffin is covered. In a certain sense, that's when the kruv is done, and the Havelos begins, and the Kohen can no longer be metame. So we have here machlekes between the Rashi and between the Shach and the Ramban. How to understand Shitas Rashi? What is Stimus HaGadol? According to the Ramban, Stimus HaGadol could be ben b'bayis, ben b'kever. And according to the Shach, Stimus HaGadol is only when they cover the coffin in the kever. The Shach doesn't discuss b'feirish. Does this bear on the definition of Gadol v'Doifik lagabe Tumah? You know, is that really connected? It's Saman Nidin by itself. Is the idea that Goyle V'Doyfek have are Matame, is that connected to the fact that Stimus HaGoyle is Hascholos HaVeilos? Or the two have nothing to do? Could we two have nothing to do with each other? Goyle V'Doyfek have a separate Tumah, there's a Tumah of Goyle V'Doyfek. And there's another halacha. When is Hascholos HaVeilos? Stimus HaGoyle. One thing has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Or maybe not. Maybe somehow they're connected. The Tumah of Goyle V'Doyfek has to do with the fact that it's with the Goyle V'Doyfek that somehow the Kfura happens. And that's likewise Das Cholos HaVeilos. Maybe the two are conceptually related. I have no Hechreya. But it might be Negei L'Maisel, Gabi Dishai. According to the Shach, that Stimus HaGoyle is only if they cover the Oren in the Kever. So if the Mace was put into an Oren Babayis, they put the Goyle on top of the Oren, but it's in the Bayis. According to the Shach, that's not Das Cholos HaVeilos, because the Kfura will take place later on. Is there already? What about Tumas Goyle V'Doyfek? I'm a Furish and Shach. I could hear that maybe the Shach might agree that it is a Goyle V'Doyfek. That's the Oren, that's the Kisi Oren, and it is a Goyle V'Doyfek, and it's Matame. Hascholos HaVeilos is only when the Soysim the Goyle, when they have Stimus Goyle in the Kever. That's what it means, Stimus Goyle. Stimus Goyle, Kilo, we have to add the word Stimus Goyle B'Kever. But the Goyle V'Doyfek, the definition of Goyle V'Doyfek is even is Babayis. And maybe not. Maybe according to the Shach, if you put the girl on top of the doifik babayis, maybe it doesn't become a girl of a doifik. Maybe it only becomes a girl of a doifik linyan tuma when you put the girl on top of the doifik and you soysim the oren in the kever, because that's when the gemara the hascholos, that's when the whatever it is exactly, that's the hascholos havelos, that's the culmination of what the kohenim are metapa with, and then it becomes a girl of a doifik. So any idea? I'm not sure what would be the in regard to that. L'chayro, so I'm just throwing that out. I have not that much to say about that, but just throwing that out to think about. The Ramban's version of Rashi Shita in Sfar is hard to understand. How could a taka be? The Shach asks him, "Is that Tumas Kainim?" He says, "How could it be? They seal the coffin at home. The Kainim can't be Metame anymore." Why can't the Kohenim continue to be Metame? They have to take the Oren to the Beis Oil. The Shach is the Kashim Mitzat Tumas Kohenim, but the truth is that Mitzat Hascholos HaVeilos is also hard to understand. The Ramban's understanding of Rashi, even Mitzat Hascholos HaVeilos, the Chor, the Hascholos HaVeilos when the Kfura is finished. When they seal the coffin at home, so why is that the Hascholos HaVeilos? The Kfura is not done yet, you still have to have Kfura's cargo. What does Ramban even mean? Harei Oestam Kamunuch Bekever. Ramban says, If they seal the coffin in Abayas, so the Ramban says that's according to Rashi, that's the Hascholos HaVeilos, because Harei Etzlam Kemunuch Bekever. What do you mean, Etzlam Kemunuch Bekever? It's not Munuch Bekever. They still have to take it to the Kever. With what is it Munuch Bekever? In what sense is it Munuch Bekever? So there, the pshat is if the when they start halach and Moritz says if you have people who are not going to escort the mace after the base of first, so when they turn their faces away, when they turn their faces away and they turn back to go back home, so that's for them the hascholos haveilos, because that's the point at which they are no longer busy with the kfur. But here lechayra the haveilim are still busy with the kfur, because they still have to take this sealed coffin. What are they going to do? Leave it in the den? They have to take that sealed coffin and they have to take it out to the base of. So what does it mean? Kamunach Hesno? It's Harei Westen Kamunach Bekever. Why is it Munach Bekever? The Chayrus has to go to the. Very hard to understand this Shitas Rashi at all. I don't know why the Shach only has Mitzad Tumas Kainim. It's hard to understand even Mitzad Ilchas Avelus. So I had a thought. I don't know. Maybe we could say that, you know, again with in Shitas Rashi. I doubt it will be true in other Rishonim. But in this Shita Rashi, as understood by the Ramban, maybe we could say with the Gemara that we had before, with Remus Lufur Menatari Minayim. And the words of Rebbe's look for him at a time in I and time alone, covered to Berenu. And the latter Rishonim understand that that's connected to the next Gemara, which Shvar Malka asked, who was it? He asked Rav Chama. That he says, how do you know Kfura? So Rav Chama said, cover. So he said, yeah, but that's maybe only Ba'or, maybe in a box. Maybe it's Ba'or and Ba'alma. Ba'or and Ba'argus. Different Rishonim there. Maybe just put them in a box. Who says you have to have Kfura's Karka? So he didn't have what the same, so why didn't say Kovetik Berenu, which is Lemashmalu. So maybe Rashi holds that even after the Geribu of Kovetik Berenu, that we have Kuris Karko, but maybe that's only an Asay Lemashal, Maybe that's not really. It's only Remez. So really, Remez Kuma Torah Menayin Tam Aloyim Makavet Tegrenu. Maybe the lavel is solo and you're attacking Yaisi with putting him in a box. It's only an essay, Kavet Tegrenu, Seribui, Kavet Tegrenu, that putting him in a box is not enough, you have to have Kuris Karka as well. Or maybe it's not even an essay, maybe it's only the Rabbanon. So Remez, we had the Lech Mishnah had such a tzad that maybe Remez means only the Rabbanon. So maybe that's Taka Rashi Shita, that the Ikka Kuvir Menatara, at least look at the lavel is solo. And maybe even look at the essay Menatara, maybe that's really enough to put him in a box. And the Kfuris Karka, even though there isn't any Kfuris Karka, maybe that's only an Aseh, or only the Rabbanon, maybe that's a lesser degree. And therefore, Lagabe Tumas Kayanim, maybe the Kayanim are only Metami for the Kfur that's encompassed in Baltolin. And maybe even Ascholas Avelis, once they did enough, they put him in an Oren. So that's already enough it's a certain level of Kfur. It's not the full level of Kfur, they still have to have Kovatuk, but they still have to have Kfuris Karka. But it's a certain level of Kura, maybe that's enough to be Machal Das Cholos Havelos. So maybe that's the, maybe that could be the Pshat over here. Let me say the same for Ora in the Rambam. We haven't yet talked, we'll talk a little later on about the Rambam Shita. More by Richus, but just to mention, Shita's Rambam is, there's several Shitas in Yishalim, what exactly is the Goel of Adovik. Right now we're talking about Rashi. That is the kisi oran, the coffin with the cover. But just to know, the Rambam Shita is that a goel v'doifik is, it's like a kever. Yeah, we'll talk about it more in a second. But the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Elis, Perek Zayin of Oholos rather. It's Perek base of two sections. What? Later, it's off too, but the first time it is. It's Perek Sosom. It's in. Maybe you're right, maybe this is your day. Perek Beis, Halacha Tezvav. Ram defines a girl in a doifek. He says like this: Hamamid kelim or avonim bechayetz ben basili hames. Put kelim or avonim next to the mace on the floor. Put next to kelim or avonim. The kisa olav milamayla bekelim or avonim. And then on top of the mace, he put kelim and avonim. So that's the kisa is called the girl, and the kelim and the tzadim are called the doifek. See more where the Ram is coming from. The Ram is coming out of a certain context, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But Akabon, just how the Ram defines a Goyle with that. You have a mace, next to the mace, you put a bunch of Kalim, on either side, on top of that, you put another Kli on top of the mace. Now the mace is covered from the side and from the top. That's a Goyle and a Daifik. The Ram is talking about Hilchas Tumas Mace, Tumas Goyle with a Daifik. But that's how he defines Goyle with a Daifik. So I imagine that's not a permanent thing. That's how you're going to be, that's not how the mace is going to stay forever. I'm a Shire. So why is that the Haskalos Havelos? So now the mace is, I mean, that's not Kfuris Karka, that's not a kim of Kfuris Karka. You put a mace on the floor, then around the mace you put some kalim, top of the mace you put some other kalim. That's Kfuris Karka. That you Makai and Kfuris Karka. I have to imagine. So why is that the Ascholas Havelus? Stima Sagol. So what's going on with the Stima Sagol? Very strange thing. It's like bizarre. That's the Ascholas Havelus. That's how we're defining Ascholas Havelus. the Rambam used the expression Stivus Hagadol.
Yeah. And
what do you mean?
I think in the Hemshach of the Halacha, he seems to say that it's just about a Kura. Stivus Hagadol is also a type of Kura.
So it's very strange. What kind of Kura is that? Put him into a bunch of cable. When is it Avelus? Mishay Sosim Agoyel. Aval Koydim Shei Kover. What Koydim Shei Kover? Sosim Agoyel is not a Kfur. Agoyel is a Kaili on top of Kalim. Inside they have a. Put a mace down, you put a bunch of saucers on the side, you put a plate on top, and now you have a Agoyel and a Dove. That's called Kfur. I don't know. I'm not sure. The Ram held. Maybe the Ram held that Stimus Hagol really is a different expression. Hagol with Dayfer Kol together. Maybe it doesn't mean the same thing. All the other Rishonim will assume Stimus Hagol means Hagol with Dayfer. Maybe the Ram held that's not so. Or maybe I'll dare what I said before that maybe the Ram also holds that Aschol is Avel. It's enough to have Kfur in a box or even in a keli. For Kfur is Karka something else. But maybe the Ikur Kfur in that Torah is maybe isn't a. Maybe that also help with the student Ram. Ramos Kfur is a deraisa, it's an essay and a lav. Malin is Mesa Vilik Kfur, Ayur Vilav, Vilav. Then we had later on, the Ram said that Kfur is a Pseudarabonim, like Gimulus Chasodim and Bikachalim, Chayfer and Chayfer Kever, and it's all the Rabonans, and it's Vahaftal Recha Kamecha. What happened to the essay and the lav? Maybe that's the Torah. Maybe the Ram holds it, put him in the Iker Essay Minatar, and the Iker Mitzvah Skur Minatar is put him in the Oren. So a Kaili could also be, if you Bechasim with Kalim, it's also enough. That's Cholav Elis. Any idea? It's all very hard to know exactly anything that's going on. A kaponim. That's right now. Always had it. So right now, all we really talked through definitively, that we talked through, is just Shitus Rashi. Rashi learns that a goyel and a doifik is a coffin. The goyel is the kisli of the coffin. The doifik is the sides of the coffin. Machleik is the shach and the ramban. Just to sum up, machleik is the shach and the ramban. What exactly does that mean? At least in the context of avelus, the ramban understands it means ben babayis ben mekever. That's cholos avelus. The shach doesn't understand. That's when the tkainim are finished by kisu when they cover the coffin. Bye-bye. It doesn't make any sense. The shach learns stimus hagoyel means when the sois of the goyel in the kever. And I'm a supik lefi the shach. What would be if they had a goyel and a doifik not in the kever? Does it have tumas goyel of a doifik? I'm not sure. You see, maybe we'll try to be on the lookout maybe for gilyum in Tosis. Now I'm going to go on to another topic. We'll come in a minute to other shitas in Rishonim. What's the definition? Well, maybe I'll just tell you now for complete, in case you're taking notes, just for completeness' sake, temporarily. Meanwhile, just to be going on, there's in Rishonim, there's other Perushim and Goyel of Adoifet. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that Goyel is the Matseva. So Tosis is probably that the Goyel is the Matseva on top of the Kever. The big stone that they lay on top of the Kever as a Matseva to the Mitzayim and the Mokam HaKever. And the Doifet are, so they put two little stones sometimes under the big stone to support it, so the weight of the stone shouldn't crush the Kever. Like by Kever Rochel, a big stone, that's the goyel. And then if there were other stones underneath for support, that would be the doifik. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the way it's quoted by us in Tosfos. And then Tosfos in Ksuvah Daf Daled also. And then there's a third shita, which is the Ramban in Teres Odom brings B'Shem HaTzarfatim, and B'Shem Rabbeinu Hananel. And that is... And the Ritva in several places brings it B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, but it seems to be a different shita. That the Goyel is not a Matseva on top of the Kever, the Goyel is the stone that covers the opening. It was when they dig a hole in the ground and they put the mace in, and they would take a big stone to plug the hole. And the stone that plugs the hole is the Goyel. And the Doifik is the stones that are the walls of the hole. Because they build a Kever and they would have walls or they would have stones or planks or something to support the side of the Kever, like they have today. They have planks to support the side of the Kever. It shouldn't cave in. And then they would have a stone they would put on top of the Kever to plug the hole. So that was that's the point of the Tzarfatim. They're on the Rabbi, Meshem HaTzarfatim. That's the Goyel and the Doifik. So that's already a third sheet. Then we have the Ram that I told you before. The Goyel of the Doifik is these Kalim or Avonim that they build as that they put around the mess. So that's four shittas I think so far, and maybe five. If you count Rashi and the Ramban, Rashi and the Shach, so we have like five shittas and Goyel with it. Okay, now chapter 2. Sulach Dama. But it's Nyanim that we're not familiar with, so it really needs a lot of Hagdamas. There's a concept which Tosfos doesn't talk about explicitly, but we need to know about it. And that is the concept of Keber Sosum. Keber Sosum is a Mishnah in Olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah there says, say like this. Nefesh atumo. A nefesh is a monument over a grave. Like Eloys in the Foshes, let's Tzadikim, Devarim, and Zichainim. The Yerushalmi says, we don't make in the Foshes, we don't make monuments for Tzadikim because they don't need it. And Kelim, at least the Bab and Barry, just with the flag, with the stone, with the name, with nothing. So, right, they at least had a stone. Well, I heard another Nusuch that they buried without even a stone. I don't know if that's so. Anyway, Nefesh Atuma. A nefesh is a monument on top of a keber. But it's Atuma, means it's solid through and through. There's no hollow inside. So, Anageyabo, Binatstodim Tor, somebody touches it, he's Tor. Neshatuma, Bekasvayla, Bekasvayaredis. Because the Tuma of the mace underneath does not spread out to the sides, but rather, the Tuma of the mace is Bekaya straight up. That's halacha by tumas mace. A mace, if he's under an oil, so the oil stops the tumah from going up, but it spreads the tumah to the sides. But that's only if between the mace and the oil is a halal tefach. There's a tefach of airspace. So then the oil is able to contain the tumah from going up any further, although it does bring the tumah to the sides. If there's less than a tefach airspace between the mace and the kazayis min mace and the oil on top, that's called the tumah ritzutzo, the tumah that's squashed. There's no room there for the oil to contain the tumah. So the halacha is that the tumah is bekeh of oil. The tumah goes straight up through the oil, all the way up to Shemayim, till there's some other oil to stop it. But the tumah goes straight up. But it does not go out to the tzadim. It's not mispasha to the sides. It just bursts straight through the oil and it goes all the way up onto the Shemayim, and anybody who passes over has tumas, it's called Ma'al Alameis in his tummy. So the Mishnah says if you have some monument on top of a kever, so the tumah of the mace just cuts straight up through the monument, but it's not mispashed to the sides. So if you touch the side of the monument, as long as the monument is wider than the mace, so you're not tummy because you're not Ma'al Alameis. However, says the Mishnah, Hayyabha. But if the mokam atuma, there was a space of a cubic tefach, so then hanegeibo, anybody who touches the monument on top is tomei neishi kikever sosum, because that has a loch of a kever sosum. Kever sosum means that when you have a kever and the kever has inside of it a space, a hollow of a tefach, a tefach, rum tefach, so then it becomes, it's called a kever, kever sosum, and there's no way out. It has to be sosum, means there's no doors on the outside. It's a kever sosum, and a kever sosum, the halacha is that the whole kever becomes an avatuma, and anybody who's mal on the kever or who touches the kever minatzad becomes tameh. Here in the Mishnah Smashma, the mace is down below, and you have this kever on top, this monument on top, and if there's a hollow inside the monument, that's also called the kever sosum. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Tezvot, maybe some of you might have learned the Gemara. The Gemara has a different kind of case that's a kever sosum. You have a mace in a bais. And then instead of taking the mace out of the bais, they decided, you know what, why take the mace out of the bais? We'll just turn the bais into a kever. And they close it, they take off the doors, and they seal up the doors. So the Mishnah says that once they seal up the doors, or it's seal up, they take off the door frame, so now the whole bias becomes sosum. So the bias, anybody touches the side of the bias, becomes tamei, else kever sosum. So there the mace is inside the bias. That's also a kever. That's called a kever sosum. If there's a door, so it's like a mace law says, so then it's not a kever sosum. Just a house with a mace inside. If you walk in the house, you tell me the tumas oil. But the house itself does not get, you touch the side of the house, you don't become tummy. You walk in the house, you get tumas oil. when they seal up the doors, so it becomes a kever. Now this house has been turned into a, they turn the house into a kever. Never saw this in real life, but they turn the house into a kever. So then it becomes a kever sosum, and a kever sosum is a ava, is a avatum. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Gemara Nozir and that from the Gimel learns that from a pasuk. This is oy bekever, and again a meis oy bekover. So halcher with meis oy bekover. So a kever is the avatum. What's called a kever? Kever has to be sosum. Can't have a door. Can't have an opening on the side. And at the same time, and it has to have a halal tefach. Tefach al tefach, berum tefach. That's the halacha of kever. So Yishayim asks a kasha. From a Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Ches, the Tosfos quotes by us. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok said, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok was a kohen. He said, Medalgam ayinu agabi aroinus lelechus lekras malcha Yisrael. If the Kavod HaMelech, when they wanted to go greet the Melech, Mimalcha Yisrael, they would go over coffins. They would be medalag. They jumped over, they walked over coffins. The Gemara there explains, how can you walk over coffins? The Chakayin. And it's also to be Tomei. So the Gemara there says that Stam HaRoinis have a Chalal Tefach inside. So therefore, the coffin is able to contain the Tumah of the Mace. The coffin is able to contain the Tumah of the Mace. And even though the Aroinus don't have a Chalal Tefach, and Midrabbana and all coffins you have to be Choshesh that maybe they have a Chalal Tefach, they don't have a Chalal Tefach, but most Aroinus have a Chalal Tefach, and suddenly Choshesh the Rabbanon, and for Kavod Melachim, to Rechaber the Melech, they were Mekel on that Issa the Rabbanon, and they would walk over Aroinus. That's the Gemara. Tosfos is going to be busy with that Gemara in the context of Goyle, but before we get to that, we shall have a different kasha. Never mind, we'll get to Goyle with Doifek in a second. Shayim have a kasha. A coffin has a halal tefach, and it's sealed on all sides. Presumably, most coffins, I assume, this is like an escape hatch. In the 19th century, they used to build coffins with escape hatches because they were afraid that maybe the guy would be, and they would have sometimes even belts on the inside that you could ring. They were very phobic about that. Maybe the guy's, the guy's going to wake up and buried. And I don't know what exactly that meant, but there was a whole phobia. There were governments that passed laws you have to wait a day to bury a mace because maybe he's not really dead. There must have been cases. I guess they didn't have ways to really test. There must have been real cases. So anyway, assuming that, but Rishonim assumed that this coffin did not have a window or anything. So the Rishonim asks, so a coffin is a kever. It has all the qualifications of a kever sosum. Same way a bias could be a kever sosum. Why isn't a coffin an oran? It should be a kever sosum. It doesn't have a door. It has a halal tefach. Forget the verse says, roi by roi doesn't have a halal tefach. So every oran should be a kever sosum. And the halach of a kever sosum is that not that the whole kever is one big avatum, and if you mile on the kever or you touch the kever on the side, so you're tummy because of the pasuk of the kever. So how could Rav Elazar ben Sadok Catholic walk over these aroinus? The Merkul is mashma that the whole problem was the mace inside. So the mace inside is not a problem because most aroinus are spacious enough that there's a halal, there's a tefach between the mace and the lid of the coffin, so the tum of the mace is gained. So Rishonim ask, forget the tum of the mace, the aron itself should be a kever. So why isn't the aron itself tummy? Midin tumas kever, midin kever sosum.
Is a coin not allowed to be tummy for kever also, or only for the mace?
I didn't see any Rishonim who say that should be a terror. By Goyle and Doifek, Tosfos talks about maybe a coin is allowed to be tummy to a girl. By kever, the Rambam says that the posh coin is not allowed to be tummy to a kever. We know that a coin is not allowed to walk into a beis hakfaros. Presumably, all the kvarim, and he's like if he walks into a beis hakfaros. Most Aroinis have a halal tefach, so what are we afraid of? Because all the kvarim are metamik. I mean, he didn't care about sosu. Passage that it's that a kohen is not allowed to metamik to care about sosu. But I didn't. Is it black and white anywhere? I don't know if it's black. In Rambam, it's for sure black and white. What?
I thought because the
mace is tofis. No, but he's like, that's a dindarabonon. But a kohen who walks into a beis hakfaros is like a midaraisa. We assume he's loikim midraisa. Why is loikim midraisa? I think I saw even Rishonim. He's loikim midraisa because it's a tumas kever sosum. All the kvarim are kever sosum. That's the Rishonim assume. Anyway, all the Rishonim asked this kasha. Quite a number of Rishonim asked this kasha. They all assume the summit of a poshut that a coin is also in a kever sosum. Yeah.
Rashi and Bracho says that. then that's why David.
No, but that's all Hemshech L'Sigdim. Mar says happy and eight seven tefunuvel neged Hashem. Mar says no, it's only Darbonan, Stam Chalom, Stam. That's the whole Sigdim. That's the Sugis Mar. It's Doichi Surim Darbonan, but it's not Doichi Surim Daraisim. The Mar says only this is Darbonan because Roy by Roy is have a Chalal Tefach, and even though we're Geis there, Roy is a Don of a Chalal Tefach, Otto Roy is a Do of a Chalal Tefach, but for that we can be Mekel. So Kilu Gamar is busy with the mace. The mace is in an Oren, and the Oren is Mal Tefach, so we don't have to worry about the Tum of the mace. The Tum of the mace is contained. But the Rishonim ask, forget the Tum of the mace, what about the Tum of the Kever? The Oren should be a Kever. So in Rishonim is different. Now it's not so clear what was the case over there. With Aron, were those coffins sitting on the road? And Rav Lezer saw that they walked over coffins that were blocking the road? Or were the coffins buried, and they walked over the buried coffins? That's a discussion in the Tosfos, and that we're going to be, Tosfos be us that we're going to learn Tosfos. That's a discussion in Tosfos. But one way or another, there is a kever over there. The coffin is a kever, and chayr is a kever sosim, and it should be metame else kever sosim. So how could a blessed Rav Tzadok walk over a kever sosim? That's the kasha the Rishonim ask. So the Rishonim is this several teirutzim. Tosfos over there in Brachos and Daf Yud Ches, it's a little Tosfos after the Tosfos about Gadol V'Dayfik. There's a Tosfos there about Gadol V'Dayfik too, but there's a little Tosfos, and Tosfos says it must be that the coffins were pasuch menatzad. I said before, nobody answered. Yeah, Taishtaka says maybe the coffin was, I don't know if it was in his catch, I don't know why, but the coffin was pasuch menatzad. Maybe it was to facilitate later for his whatever the case, kashin amais. Taish says the teretz, the coffin was pasuch menatzad. The side of the coffin was open. So maybe it's not a kever sosum, because that's one of the criteria for a kever sosum, it has to be sosum. So if it's poritz menatzad, it's not a kever sosum. So mele, there was no problem of kever sosum. Just a problem of the mason side. The mason side, stam coffins, stam aronis, have a halal tefach. That's the teretz that Tosfos gives. So kimto, that the case of the aronis in the Gemara, maybe that's how the aronis were built in those days. The aronis were open menatzad. That's what teretz number one. The Ravid in Perek Zayin of Tumas Meis, very important Ravid and hard to understand, but maybe the Sefer Sugi will talk about the Ravid because this is a Chaim bad. But the Ravid says a new Yisoid. The Ravid says that we said before from the Mishnah that one of the criteria for Kever Sosum is that it has to have a Chalal Tefach inside. If it's less than a Chalal Tefach, it doesn't become a Kever Sosum, and the Tumas Bekev Oil. The Ravid says that there's three madregas. There's a kever that has no, doesn't, does not have a halal tefach at all. That's not a kever sosum at all. Tumas just bekev straight up, and not stodim, like a nefesh otum in the Mishnah. So then there's another kind of kever sosum that has a halal tefach, meaning there's a tefach of airspace including the mace itself, or the gezeis from the mace. There's a tefach of airspace. So that's a kever sosum where the tumor is mispasher to the tzadnim, and if you mile anywhere on the kever sosum, you become tamek. And then he says there's a third case where there's a halal tefach besides the mace, meaning the mace itself doesn't. Yeah, even if you subtract the volume of the mace, there's a halal tefach besides. Then says the Ravid, it does not become a kever sosum, and the tumah is not mispashed to the tzadim, and the tumah is contained within the tumah's oil is contained within the kever. The kever is able to contain the tumah within it. However, how could he say that? The Gemara Baba says that you have a bias, and if you close the doors of the bias, and you touch the side of the bias, you become tamim midin kever sosim. But there wasn't a halal tefach in the bias, besides the mace. So the Ravid says, quote these Gemaras, the Ravid says, for tumah min atzad, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's a halal tefach with the mace, without the mace, if you tumah's magim min atzad, you have tumah's kever. But for the tumah to be ma'al ala kever, that's only if there's a halal tefach including the mace. But if there's a halal tefach besides the mace, then the kever contains the tumah and it's not, and there's no tumah. If you're ma'al on the kever, you're not tumah. It's just a whole complicated chemistry over here, how all these things are mitzaref, and sometimes you have a kever only from min atzad, and sometimes you have a ma'al ala kever. The Ravid needs a whole has rolled by itself. There's a long of Chaim about that Ravid, which I haven't done yet. So maybe that'll be on our wish list to do that Rav Chaim when we finish with the sugya. But Akapanim, just to note, there's such a Ravid. The Ravid deals with this question in another way. And he brings the Gemara about Medabim Ma'ino Gabe Arinus. That's his mocker. How could they go over the coffins? The coffins were a kever sosum. So after Ayved, Keves Sosim is when there's a halal tefach, like the Mishnah says, with the mace. But if there's a halal tefach lemalim in a mace, or besides the mace, then there's no tumas oil, and you could be medalag on the Aramayim. You don't have to worry about the kever down below. So that's what it says in the Ayved. The Rambam has another shita. The Rambam says, "Perek Yud Beis of Tumas Meis Halacha Vav." I was going to send all these things in Mar Mekayim, but then aside, there's no point. I'm giving a lecture anyway. Let's take the Mar Mekayim again. Need to know all these ideas. I mean, I spent all day yesterday just working on all these ideas, just putting everything together. So, the rabbis are like this: Perek Yud Beis to Mesmeis Halacha Vav Zel Hashayne. I write in Shalates Sheminichin Beim Mesmeis. Wooden coffins in which they put the mace, einam kekever. They don't have the status of a kever. Im yesh behem, aval im yesh ben kisi ha'aroin v'ameis goy v'tefa chaitzitz. V'ayim el gabi ha'aroin tor min ha'tor. V'yaf al bish ha'aroin v'aroin is yesh ben chal tefa. Chayel v'yesh yesh ben chal tefa gozru al kol ha'aroin is she'enim chaitzitzim she'yem ha'amahalach al gabi ha'aroin k'negeh b'meis v'kever. So the Rambam says, an exception to the rule, it should be a kever sosum. But he says the rule, Aroinai Shaleit Shemanichim Emesameis Einam Kekeva. In other words, it meets all the qualifications. It doesn't have a Pesach Menatzad. It really ought to be a Keves Osum. But that's the din, says the Rambam. Aroinai Shaleit Shemanichim Emesameis Einam Kekeva. So what is that? What is it? Because it's wood. Like, what is it? It's wood. Wood is an exception. So all other materials, yeah, but not Aroinai Shaleit. Mashallah, the Rambam is not down because Aroinai Shaleit. I don't think it's anything to do with eights. The Rambam means, it's a coffin. The derech is that they would bury a mason. Apparently, the derech was they would bury a mason in the orange lakes. So there it says the Ram, a coffin by definition is not a kever. So I write in shalachim and ichem emes hames, coffins in which you put the mace. There is coffin. So by virtue of the fact that it's a coffin and it's like part of the mace, like maybe it's like meshamish the mace, so therefore it doesn't become a kever. A kever is the thing that's not the mace or the coffin of the mace. That's what it is. You have a mace and you have a coffin and you have a kever. And can't mix these things up, says the Rambam. So, and Arayin Shalachim Nicham Es Hamais that has a Teres Oren doesn't have a Teres Kever. So, mele it's mufka from being from having Tumas Kever. It's just it doesn't have a Tumas Kever. And mele you just have to worry about the mace inside if there's a Chalal Tefach. And so then you're okay. Yeah.
Where does Rambam say this?
This is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav in Tumas Mace. Says up the Ravid. I'll read you the Ravid. See if you can figure out what's what to do. I'll read you the Ravid. See how you react. Amar Avram. Zeh mechaber dola mayim miboyreis amukim. Understand my... Am I clear? Am I if it's okay? Dola mayim miboyreis amukim. Elo shehamayim achurim. But the water's dirty. The Ram got this halacha obviously from the story with Rebbe Lezer Reb Tzadok. That's where he got this whole idea from. And it's all a mistake. They were not made out of wood; they were made out of stone. And they were in a basic chorus. And they had a teres goyel v'doifik v'kever sosum. And they were talking about how it didn't go over Doifik, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, about go over Doifik. We haven't talked about go over Doifik in the context of that story for Blessed Rav Tzadok. That's the next thing. But the Ravid says they had a din of go over Doifik, and they had a din of Kever Sosum. They had all these problems. Oh, this had to do with what you said. I see now there's a Taka Ravid. Ela she'ein ha'koyinim musorim el ala tumah shanozim megaleach aleo. Koyin is not musor except on a tumah shanozim megaleach aleo. The kaimel and sheinim megaleich el al gufa shel meis. He's only megaleich al gufa shel meis. Loyal a kever, And therefore, if there was no chalal, if there's no chalal tefach, so the mace itself is a bekeva oiler. But as long as there was a chalal tefach from the mace, so kain is not musr, not in goyel v'doifik, and not in tumas keva. I was wrong before. There is a rishon who holds that a kain is allowed to be metame to a keva sosim. So the Ravid says he has a different teretz. That's the one Rebbe Lezer. It was a keva sosim, and it was not goyel v'doifik, and it had all the problems. But it doesn't matter, because a kain is not musar and tumas goyel v'doifik, and a kain is not musar and tumas keva sosim, and therefore they had no. That was not the impediment. That's the Ravid. Married the Gachidish to know Yedia that the Ravid says, I didn't know it was a Rishon. I didn't even realize it was a Rishon holds this way. That the Ravid holds that a kain is allowed to be matame, not only to goyel v'doifik. That will seem twice as such a shita. But the Ravid holds that a kain is allowed to be matame to a keva sosim. What? Only the mace atzma, yeah, only the mace atzma, and a cover sosim, not a mace.
What's with the Ravid to exign then?
Oh, that's the other. Chayim mace, one second. The Ravid, this is the Ravid in Perek Yudbeis. The Ravid before in Perek Zayin said a different answer for Rebbe Lezer Ratzotuk. That the reason why they didn't have a tumus kever sosim is because there was a tefach milvad the mace. And they had this complicated system that there's three levels. There's where there's no pesach at all, no tefach at all, then it's bekev oila, then just bekev straight up. And if there's a tefach with the mace, then you can't be ma'al ala kever. And then if there's a tefach milvad the mace, then you could be ma'al, then the tumus contained within. And he built it on the story. The Ravid says that halacha, he builds it on the story of Rebbe Lezer Ratzadok. Where is that in the Perek Yudbit? Perek. Where did I say that was before? Perek Beis. Perek Beis. No, where was the Ravid?
No, Perek Zayin.
Yeah, Perek Zayin. Hello for Dalit. The other Ravid is a complicated system. Sholosh midos yesh boy. Yesh mokam atuma tefach meruba. If there's a tefach meruba, so then, yeah, what I told you, the whole system. And he says at the end, "V'dvarim alolim is barim and a mishnayis may aroinis to blesser out tzadik brachos and mibayish supports its psimuf bebavavatsra." So the Ravid builds his whole system about the three levels, and you have if there's a halal tefach milvada meis, then the kever could contain the tumah. And he says it's based on the gemara about blesser out tzadik. That's in Perek Zayin. And here in Perek Yudbeis, the Ravid himself says it blesser out tzadik. Don't have to worry about tumas kever because the kain is allowed to be matami tumas kever. This is where Chaim is about. This is where Chaim shtuk is about. Okay, but I haven't even done the Rav Chaim yet, so I'm just telling you. Yeah. So it's. We're just putting it on the to do list. Okay, so what do we have so far? So just to sum up, so we have now, this was chapter 2, Kever Sosom. We have a tomb of Kever Sosom, a mission at the beginning of Perek Zayin of Ahalois, the more at the beginning of Baba Basra, Daft Zvav. The Rav has a drasha for it, Oiba Kover, that Kever Sosom. That if you have a kever with the halal tefach, so the whole kever, if you touch the kever on the side, or if you mal on the kever, the whole kever becomes avatum. If you're showing him a kasher from Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok, how could it be mal on the aroinus? Why wouldn't the aroinus a kever? So Tais says the coffins had an escape hatch. So Mimela, they didn't have a din kever sosum. And the Ravid, well, Ravid has two teretz. The Ravid has one teretz in Perek Yudbeis that this is gimel midos, that if it's like very roomy, a kever is where there's a tefach with the mace. But that's a kever sosin that you can't be mile on top of. But a kever sosin has a very big chamber where there's a tefach without it, besides the mace, then the kever somehow contains the tumah, and you're not tummy. And the Ravid in Perek Yudbeis, steering the Ravid, has a different teretz that a kain is allowed to be metami to a kever sosin, allowed to be metami to a belvedevik kever sosin. And then we have the teretz of the Rambam that I roin shaleit shemanichem bemesemes einim kikever. That tumas kever does not apply to a coffin. Can't be a kever, and I really shall age him. Nichem beis hameis. Coffins can't have a tumas kever by definition. Okay, now go on to the next chapter of the Agdam. Shain may ask, now that we know there's such a thing as a Tumas Keter Sosum, so why do I need a Tumas Gadol V'Dayfuk? Why isn't every Gadol V'Dayfuk, let's say a Gadol is a Kisei Harav and the Dayfuk is a Tzadi Harav, every Gadol V'Dayfuk should typically that it's a Keter Sosum. Obviously it has to do with something we talked about before, but every Gadol V'Dayfuk should have a din of a Keter Sosum. So why do we need a special din of Gadol V'Dayfuk? So let's think this through also. So first of all, according to Rashi, the way the Ramban's version of Rashi, that a Gadol V'Dayfuk could be Oren sitting on a table in a house. So I'm not sure that that could be a Keber Sosum altogether. Maybe a Keber Sosum can't be, has to be on the floor. This is a Keber. That it should be. I'm sitting on the table, or maybe that's not called a Gadol, maybe that can't be an Oren, but it's a Gadol V'Dayfuk according to Ramban. Ramban's version of Rashi. Maybe that's a I didn't see anybody say that, but that's maybe a possibility. Another possibility, there's a Machlekes, there's a Nidin in Rishayim, maybe we'll touch on it. What about a Gadol V'Dayfuk that was perish when a mace? It was a Gadol V'Dayfuk, let's say Kisei Oren, if you know that's what a Gadol means. And it was on the mace, but now you took it off, and now it's sitting somewhere else. Does it retain its tumah? That's a din all by itself. If you say that a Gadol V'Dayfuk retains its tumah, even if after it's perished from a mace, so then we could say that it's not. But Tumas Kever, and that's also a din. What about Tumas Kever? It's possible to say that Tumas Kever is only when it's on the mace. When the mace is in it, then it's a Kever. But the Gadol, Tumas Gadol is even after it's perished from a mace. That's a possibility. I think the Goyim in Shnei Seliyahu holds such. I'm not 100% sure. I think he holds the way that the Goyim after his perish from the mace, it's ois tumas kever, but it has tumas Goyim. So that's also a possibility. I'm just drawing it out. I didn't really explore the possibility so much. That's just to know. I want to have a sort of complete possibilities. Tyson Sukkah as the kasher. Beferish. That's the one place that I saw so far. The one reason I saw Beferish addresses the question explicitly. Tais in Sukkah and Chav Gimel and Aleph. There's a Tais there about Gadol V'Dayfuk also. Gadol V'Dayfuk says Shasug. Tais is there addresses the question Beferish. Why do I need a din of Tumas Gadol? Every Gadol should be Tomei within Kever Sosel. Now, Tais over there is working within this framework of Tais's Shita that over there is. I said before, there's many different definitions of Gadol. Rashi holds it's Kisei HaKever, and Rabbeinu Tam says it's the Matsev on top, and the Tzarfatim hold that it's the Evan that plugs the hole of the Kever. That Tosis goes with the Shita of the Tzarfatim, that the Gadol is the Evan that plugs the hole of the Kever. That Tosis. So what's this din that if you're that a Gadol is Matami B'Maga and Matami B'Oil, if you're mal on this Gadol, you're being mal on the Kever. So you should be talking about the Kever Sosum. So Tosis answers that the case is where the Gadol is wider than the hole. In other words, he says like this: the case is, or the Nafkamina is, where the Gadol rests on the walls of the Kever, and therefore the Tumas, and you were mile on the part of the Gadol that was beyond the hole. If you're a mile over the hole, so you have to miskever sosel. But you're a mile on the part of the goyla that extends beyond the hole, that's over the walls of the kever. So that already, he says, that's tumas goyla, but it's not tumas kever sosel. So Chaim asked, the Chazon Ish asked, what do you mean? A kever sosel is matame, even if you touch the wall. So what is Tosis even talking about? So says the Chazon Ish, yeah, that's talking about when you have a binyan. So you have a binyan that's a kever, so even the wall is a kever. Tais talking about when you have a hole in the ground. A kever, that what we talk about, a kever is a hole in the ground. Karka Olam, the ground itself, that's not look. Karka Olam is always ground. Karka Olam is never, you know, it's a Karka Olam can't be half tumas kever. Karka can't be tummy. So the karka olam, the hole of the kever, the walls of the kever, when it's a hole in the ground, they can't have tumas kever. So there the kever sosum is only the airspace, the interior. But the walls of Adon Ever are not part of the kever sosum. Now I put a goel and I rested it on top of the, I guess the goel is like flat with the ground, but some of them must look like, I guess it looks like this. Here's the karka, and then you have like this. You put the goel over here. So this part says Tosfos. And you have a person who's now mile on the part of the goel that sits on top of the walls of the kever. So says Tosfos, that already would be called mile on a goel, even though he's not mile on the kever. So Tosfos has a technical way to get out of this problem. How could you be mile on the goel without being mile on the kever? The Rambam has another shita, and this is very important to know, the shita of Rambam. So again, what are we dealing with? Just to situate ourselves. The question that we're raising is, why do I need Tumas Goel of a Dofek at all? Why is Tepoglei that every case where I'm touching the Goel or the Dofek, I'm going to be touching the Kever? And we should have Tumas Kever Sosom. So Tosis and Sukkah has this technical answer. You can be mile on the Goel without being mile on the Kever Sosom. I said before, maybe in theory, I didn't say the fierce and the shayim. In theory, there could be other possibilities. Maybe goels, even if it's perished from the kever, and a kever, maybe tumas kever is only when the mace is still in the kever. The Rambam, though, has a whole different sheet. Then this is mamash important to know going forward. I'm going to read you the Rambam, and you'll see just from the lashon of the Rambam, you see the Rambam has a whole different take on tumas goel with different, fundamentally different take. The Rambam says like this. This is in Perek Zayin. No, Perek Beis. Yeah, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav. Dr. Amram. Hakever, kol zman shatuma b'soichai tamei b'magu v'oil k'meis din Torah. So he says, a kever, as long as the mace is in it, Rambam's prefers that. It's only if the mace is in the kever. Maybe it's prefers elsewhere also, I don't know. So that's tumas kever. Shenemer oi b'meisei b'etzem odom oi b'kover. Be'echad anegeya b'gagay shel kever oi anegeya b'koslov, whether you touch the top of the kever or the side of the kever. Fuhushia bonui v'sosum. The kever has to be bonui. We'll see in a minute what that means, but it has to be a structure. It has to be sosum, because the kever sosum can't have a door or a window. V'yachakach yekulei tomei b'magav oil. And once you have a kever sosum, it's bonui v'sosum, it's matami b'magav oil. That's the din of tumas kever sosum. Aval ha-maimit kelim o yavonim v'chayetzibhem, b'tzidi ha-meis. But if somebody took kelim or yavonim, and he's line them up at Tzidei HaMeis. V'kisa olav milamayla v'kelim may be avonim v'chayetzibem. And then on top of that, he put put a covering on top of the mace of kelim or avonim. Zeh ha-kisa yamutl milamayla nikra goylo. V'ele ha-tzodim ha-maminim es ha-goylo shu nishan aleyem nikra doifik. V'shneem ha-goylo ha-doifik mitamin b'magu u'v'oil kikever v'tumosu midifei soifrim v'ein mitamin b'masu. What does it say in the Zam? The Ram holds that Goel of a Doifik, most Rishonim hold Goel of a Doifik is a different animal than Tumas Kever. And so Tosfos and Sukkah is wondering, why do we need Tumas Goel of a Doifik? Typically, that every case of Goel of a Doifik is also going to be Tumas Kever. And Tosfos have this technical terrace that we put up on the board. The Ram holds, and it's different Sukkah passes to the right, because it's different Sukkah. Tumas Kever is learned to have from Oiva Kever, and Goel of a Doifik is learned to have from where? Tosfos put the Drash Al Pnei Sodom. The Rambam holds that Tumas Goel v'Doifik, first of all, is a Tumah d'Rabbanon. But number two, the Rambam holds that Tumas Goel v'Doifik is Midin Kever. And it's a kind of Kever. The only thing is that a Kever, Midaraisa, a Kever Sosum, that's Tumah Midaraisa, has to be Bonui v'Sosum. That means it has to be Sosum, of course, but it has to be Bonui, it has to be a fixed structure. And a goyle of a doifik is kelim rabbanim that he lined up on the tzayil meis. Now it's a bekitzer, it's not a fixed structure. It's kelim rabbanim that he just lined up and he put another kelim and more kelim rabbanim on top. So it's not bonoi. If it's not bonoi, so it's matami kikever. That's called goyle of a doifik. It's matami kikever, but it's not a kever deraisa. It's only the goyle of a doifik, which according to the Rambam is only a tumah derabbanim. Altogether, mechudesh tekevshat. The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah is also in by goyle of a doifik in Perek Beis. By the Mishnah by Goyel v'Doifek, the Rambam brings a pasuk of Oy Bekover. That's Meding Tumas Kever.
But wouldn't there be able to say that if it's a type of Kever, then that's why when Mishis Tumagol Avila starts?
Right, so on the one hand, I understand the Fila Rambam, the idea of Mishis Tumagol, because it's a kind of Kever. On the other hand, the way I don't understand it at all, because the Fila Rambam is not a normal Kever, it's a Kever, not a Kever Bonoi, it's a Kever that's like not bonus. I think it means temporary. I put kalim and you put kalim around the mace, and then you put more kalim on top of the mace. So why, it's not bonus. Why is it not bonus? Because it's not a fixed structure. So with what is it a kever? That's kuris karka. You put a mace into a kever that's bonus v'sosum. I mean, altogether, guess where's the kuris karka? You put a mace into a kever into a mausoleum. Where's the kuris karka? But since it's mechubel karka and it's bonus v'sosum, so that's called kuris karka. Because that becomes bottle karka. Apparently, anyway, but that's how it works. It's not worse than putting him into a ma'ara. But if you put him into, you lined up some suitcases on the side of the mace, put some suitcases on top of the mace, that's kuris karka. The Gemara says you need kuris karka. So fine. So that's why it's only tumah derabbanan. But why is that the definition of ascholas avelos? That's the ascholas avelos. When you put the kelim ravonim on top of the mace. What kind of expression is that? And how many times do you even do that? Like Chazal talk about avelos is mishiyistem agel. When do you ever do thing? It's like a very unusual case. Instead of putting him into a kever bonoi, they put him. They piled up some suitcases on top of him, or some silver or something. They put kelim and ravonim on top of him. So, chor, it's not. That's a normal case. You want to know when's the definition of avelos? Ma'emus ha'maskelas avelos, mishiyistum agoil. And what if I didn't put him in a goil? What if I put him in a kever? So the guy in Chazal didn't tell me when that's maskelas avelos is. So maybe this is talking about that the Rama holds that in Echanami that mishiyistum agoil by avelos has nothing to do with goil v'doifik. Goil v'doifik is an expression for a kever derabbanan. A kever, a real kever, is boni v'sosum. And a goil v'doifik is a kever, a different kind of kever that's made out of kelim and abonim, not a kever boni. That expression by Avelis Mishay Sosam ago, maybe it comes from, maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe it means when you close the. Happens to have the same word, Mishay Sosam ago. I don't know, any of that. Lamaisa Timokamiyan. And nobody says that, so I don't know, any of that. Chor, it's strange to me why, according to the Rambam, Avelis should be defined in terms of a case of a person who put his mace not in a kever bonui, which is the normal case, or into all in the ground, which is the normal case. He put his mace, he put kelim and avonim around the mace, and he put kelim and avonim on top of the mace, and that defines when's hascholas avelus. And every other case is summed up by analogy to that. Yeah, Josh.
There's still the first question of how this is actually a kura, but maybe for the second question that Rabbi asked, right. Maybe the Gemara is saying this case specifically because that's the whole tradition of the Gemara, and it's taught that even this case of Yishiyus to Magol is considered a kura.
No, it's a rebusa. Ma'emus ha'scholas avelus, even if it was just put into a goyel, not a permanent kura. Of course, after a permanent kura, this ha'scholas avelus. But even if it was just a goyel, it's a temporary kura, that's also enough to be meichel the ha'scholas avelus. That's a thought. Hagavuchel, the Fidur Amam, we're going to have a teretz to Tosis Kash and Tosis asks, by the, we haven't really come up with it so much. I think we're going to stop in a minute. But Tosis asks, by at the case of Aroinus, shall Arvelezer Rotsodik, Medalke Mayino Gabi Aroinus. So Tosis by us asks, what about Tumas Galu B'Doifik? Tosis Brachas asks, what about Tumas Kever? He says, it was Pasuch Menatzad, we saw other Tirutzim. But what about Tumas Galu B'Doifik? So we're going to see in a second. That's the need in Tosis, our Tosis. How are they Medalke Gabi Aroinus? What happened to Tumas Galu? The Fidur Amam, I think Kushime Karlesa. The Ram holds is no separate tomb of Goyel v'Doifik. Goyel v'Doifik is a kind of kever. And the Ram was already miyasid that a coffin can't be a kever. That Ram in Perek Tzvav. The Ram says, Aroinu shalashim esim besameis, enim kekever. A coffin by definition can't be a kever. If a coffin by definition is not a kever, then by definition it's not a Goyel v'Doifik either, because the Ramam, a Goyel v'Doifik, is a kind of kever. And I think in the Chaim, that's called what the Rambam over there says. That a Rosh Hashanah don't have Tumas Kever, meaning not Kever Deraisa, not Kever Derabbanan.
Enough to say it's just the Rabbanan.
What?
Enough to say it's just the Rabbanan. Because Tosis Kashas is the Deraisa, so therefore, Kover Deraisa would be the Echid. It's enough to say it's just the Rabbanan anyway.
Yes, enough to say it's the Rabbanan anyway, but the Emes is that that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam says that. The Rambam says that Aroinu Shel Eitz don't have Tumas Kever, not only for Kavod Beis, they don't have Tumas Kever. Just Midrabon and Otu. What do you need the Rabbanon of Chalal Tefach, Otu Shein with Chalal Tefach? Typically from the Rabbanon of Goel Vedoyfe. There's no Rabbanon of Goel Vedoyfe because by definition it's not a Kever. There's a different Rabbanon that Aroinu Shel have a Tefach, Otu Aroinu Shel don't have a Tefach. You have to worry about the Tumah of the Mason himself being Bekeh Vaila. The Tumah of Goel Vedoyfe per se you don't have. Okay, I think we'll stop here. This is today's Hagdama. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll start. We'll do the Taisus inside.